There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael with regard to beer. Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, part of Eretz Yisrael on the other side of the Yarden, and the Golan. Now this is referring to the Zman of the beer of the Perush Shvi'ez. And when you have a pri that has Kedusha Shvi'ez, if that particular pri is no longer available to the behemoth out in the field, that is the Zman beer for that pri, and you can't keep it in the house any longer if it wasn't consumed by them. You have to take it out of the house and be mafkir to anybody who wants to take it. For example, if you have figs that have Kedusha Shvi'ez, and you may drive figs out of them, and those figs are no longer on the trees out in the field, so it's no longer available to the animals in the field since it cannot be found on the trees anymore. You can't keep the dried figs in your house anymore. You have to take them out of your house and be mocking them to anybody who wants to take them. Now the Mishnah teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is divided up into three parts with regard to beer. Yehuda, Eber, Yarden, and Golo. Meaning to say, somebody who lives in Yehuda, if the pri that you have in your house that grew on Shvi'ez is no longer available anywhere in the section of Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, even if it would be available in Eber Yarden or Agalo, it's still Dizman beer for that pre. You have to get rid of that pre at that point, since it's no longer available in Yehuda. And Eretz Yisrael is divided up into three parts, and we look at each part separately. If the particular pre of Shvi'ez that you have in your house is no longer available anywhere in that section of Eretz Yisrael that you live in, even if it's available in one of the other two sections of Eretz Yisrael, you have to get rid of that pri. You have to be mafia that pri, as it would be the Zman beer for that pri. The Shalosh Shalosh Arzos, the Koachas Vachas, each one of these three sections of Eretz Yisrael is divided up into three parts. Yehuda is divided up into three parts. Eber Yarden is divided up into three parts. And Golo is divided up into three parts. Now, even though each one of these three sections is divided up into three parts, somebody who has a particular Perius Shvi'ez in his house, and it's no longer available in his part of the Yehuda, if it would be available in a different part of Yehuda, it wouldn't be the Zman beer yet. Until it's no longer available anywhere in Yehuda, you're allowed to keep it around in the house. And even though Yehuda is divided up into three parts, if the pre that you have is available anywhere in Yehuda, it's not yet the Zman beer for that pre. Galo ha'elyon, u'galo ha'tachdon, v'ha'emek. Now the Galo is divided up into three parts, which are the upper Galo, the lower Golo, and the Emek, the valley. Mikvar Chananu Lamala and Kol She'ena Megado Shikmin Golo Ha'elya. Mikvar Chananu Lamata and Kol She'hu Megado Shikmin Golo Ha'tachdo. From Kvar Chananu and above Kvar Chananu, north of Kvar Chananu, which is an area in which sycamore trees do not grow, that is considered the Golo Ha'elya. And from Kvar Chananu and downwards, south of Kvar Chananu, which is an area in which sycamore trees do grow, that area is called the Golo Ha'tachdo, the lower Golo. Utum Tiberia Ha'emek, and the region of Tiberia, the city of Tiberia, and the vicinity of the city of Tiberia, that's the Emek. That is the valley, that is the third section of the Golo. Ubi Yehuda, what are the three sections of Yehuda? Ha'har, Shvela, V'Ha'emek, the mountainous region, and the Shvela, the plain, and the Emek, the valley. U'shiflach Lod, k'shiflach Hadarim, the plain of Lod has the same din as the plain of the south, meaning to say, if you have a particular pre of Shvi'ez and you live in the Shiflath Lod, if that pre is still available in the Shiflath Adarim in the southern plain, even though it's no longer available in the Shiflath Lod, it's not yet the Zman beer for that pre. Ahar Shalach, Ahar HaMelech, and the mountain near Lod has the same din as the Har HaMelech, a mountain called the Har HaMelech, somebody who lives in the Har near Lod, and he has a certain pre of Shvi'ez, and it's no longer available where he lives, but it's available in the Har HaMelech. It's not yet the Zman beer for that particular pre. He Beis Horon Barayam Medina Acha, from a place called Beis Horon until the sea, that's all one region. The Mishnah is now referring to the region of Eber HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden. And the Mishnah teaches us, from Beis Horon until the Yam is a one region. You have a particular pre of Shvi'ez in your house, and it's available anywhere in this region, it's not yet the Zman beer for that pre. You can keep it around in your house until that pre is no longer available anywhere in this region. Why did it say in the previous Mishnah that Eretz Yisrael is divided up into three lands? We said there are three lands in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda, Eber, Yarden, and Golo. Why did it say there are three lands? There are actually nine lands. Because Yehuda divided up into three, Golo divided up into three, and Eber Yarden divided up into three. There are nine lands altogether. So the Mishnah answers, the reason why the Mishnah says there are three land when there are really nine is because there are three land that have their own din with regards to fear, meaning to say that Yehuda is separate from the Gullah with regards to beer, and Gullah is separate from Avar Yardin with regards to beer. And the din is that somebody who had a particular pre of spheres in Yehuda, if not that my beer for that pre, until that pre is no longer available anywhere in Yehuda, even if it's not available in his section of Yehuda, but it's available in a different section of Yehuda, it would not yet be the smat beer for that pre. So each one of those three lands has a separate din with regards to beer, and that's why the Mishnah says there are three lands, when in reality, there are nine. Now, the reason why the Chachamim divided up Eretz Yisrael into three lands, when there really are nine, is because the Chachamim have a tradition that a Chayin that's in Yehuda wouldn't cross over into Gullah to eat the pears of Gullah. And so too, vice versa, a Chayin and Gullah wouldn't cross over into Yehuda to eat the pears of Yehuda. And the Zman of the beer is when the pre is no longer available to the Chayis in the field. So therefore, if you have a pre in Yehuda, and that pre is not available anywhere in Yehuda, it's not available to the Chayis anymore. And even though that pre is still available in Gullah, but a Chayin Yehuda would not cross over into Gullah to eat the pears in Gullah. Rabbi Shimon Aymer lo amru shalosh aratos ela bi Yehuda. Ushaka aratos kahar melech. Rabbi Shimon said, the Chachamim only said there are three lands with regard to Yehuda, but not with regard to Eivar Yarden or Gullah. As only in Yehuda would we say that a pre in Yehuda that is still available in Gullah, since it's no longer available in Yehuda, it's his mind fear for that pre. As Yehuda has a separate din from Eivar Yarden or Gullah. But as far as the other lands in Eretz Yisrael, as far as Eivar Yarden and Gullah, they don't have a separate din. If you have a pre of Shvi'ah in Eivar Yarden or Gullah, as long as that pre is still available in the Har HaMelech, it's not yet Zman Beer for that pre. As the Har HaMelech had abundant Peiros, and a pre that's no longer available anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael would still be available in Har HaMelech. And the din is that a pre that's in Eivar Yarden or in Gullah, if that pre is still available in Har HaMelech, it's not yet Zman Beer for that pre. As Eivar Yarden and Gullah do not have a separate din with regards to beer, even if that pre is no longer available anywhere in the Eivar Yarden or anywhere in Gullah, if it's still available in the Har HaMelech, it's not yet Zman Beer for that pre. According to Rabbi Shimon, only Yehuda has a separate din with regards to the Zman Beer, a pre that's no longer available in Yehuda, even if it would be available in Har HaMelech, it would be the Zman Beer for that pre in Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon. V'chol ha'aratos kacha l'zeisim u'l'tmar. Rabbi Shimon also said, all Eretz Yisrael is the same with regard to olives or dates, even with regard to Yehuda. Somebody who has a Zion or a Tamar that grew on Shvi'ah in his house, it would not yet be the Zman Beer for the Zion or Tamar until Zion or Tamar are not available anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And even though Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Tanakhama that with regards to Yehuda, it would be a separate land as far as beer is concerned. But as far as olives or dates are concerned, there are no separate lands. If olives or dates are available anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it's not yet the Zman Beer for Zaysim or Tamarim. The reason is, the Mefarshim explained that even though we said that a Chayah would not cross over from Yehuda into Gullah to eat the pears of Gullah, or it wouldn't cross over from Gullah into Yehuda to eat the pears of Yehuda, but with regard to Zaysim or Tamarim, a Chayah would cross over from Yehuda into Gullah to eat the olives or dates, so therefore, there are no separate lands with regard to Zaysim or Tamarim.